This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. One of the toughest shows to see annually in Northwest Arkansas, in the Arkansas River Valley. It's not a sporting event. It's a concert, and it's not intended, well, I shouldn't say not intended for adults, but adults, not many adults get to see it. It's Earquake, presented by the Fort Smith Symphony, and John Jetter is the musical director and conductor for the Fort Smith Symphony. Welcome back.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. Earquake's been going on for a while now.
Yeah. You think I would know that answer. What you're asking me is, how long has the Earquake been going? I don't know. It's been 8 years, maybe, I think. It's been a long time. The Fort Smith Symphony presents Earquake, trademark, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Trademark
made, nicely
yes,
done.
Yes. And these are full symphony orchestra concerts. They're multimedia concerts. In fact, you were at one a couple years ago.
A couple of years ago, and it was a blast.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's called Earquake because we sort of want to assault the ears in a very positive way. We tend to do a lot of music that's kind of, you know, loud, fast stuff. These concerts are for 5th and 6th grade students. And for if you think about what 5th and 6th graders are listening to these days, you might cringe. It doesn't matter. The point is they're listening to what they're listening with what they're listening to. As much as we would like to have them listen to Mozart or Bach, that may not necessarily be the best in for them.
Right.
So we do a fair amount of new music. It varies. You know, this year, maybe not quite as much. We're doing the last movement of the Beethoven 5th Symphony. We have a young violin soloist, and that's one of our trademarks of Earquake, is we have a very young soloist.
So these middle school students don't just see older people up there.
Right.
It's very relevant if you see someone who's close to your age.
Right. And we've had soloists as young as 12. This year is one of our older students at 17. Mm-hmm. Her name's Abigail Holstein, and she's playing the first movement of the Kavalevsky Violin Concerto. And it's not a modern work, but it's definitely has a newer sound to it. We're also performing a little bit of music from Harry Potter. Got to throw that in. And we are doing a really interesting work called Mozart's Hymn by a young American composer named Daniel Kellogg. And Daniel's has major commissions with a lot of top orchestras. Now, this piece, for a change, is not loud and fast. It's actually a much more introspective work. The reason I chose it, first of all, Daniel's terrific with the audience. And of course, when we do these things, the composer's there and he's interacting with the audience. It's for string orchestra, so it's a chance for us to highlight the strings a little bit. And it's actually for string orchestra in 16 parts. So the orchestra sort of divvied up in a different way. And you sort of, it's not quite like having 16 soloists, but sort of. It's a very tuneful piece. All the students who are attending these concerts received a study guide and a recording of the music. Oh. So they get a chance to get prepped for it a little bit. We usually don't include everything on that recording. There's a couple of surprises. But the concert's has always been very well received. Of course, there's multimedia. We've got video screens that are projecting the concert. We have a number of cameras stationed.
Is it still Five Star Productions?
Five Star Productions is doing it. They do a great job. And we actually have a director there. And he's got a huge setup. He's at something that's called a switcher. And he can look at what all the different cameras are seeing and then make the choices. So we have this sort of live directed video that's going on, which is really cool. It's also very helpful because what we also do is we talk about all the different instruments in the orchestra. So when there's that flute solo, we have a boom camera. He's got a great camera on it, like a football crane kind of a thing, and can zero in on the soloist. And it's just really helpful. And then sometimes, we'll pan the audience. And it's just a really neat it's a very fast-paced concert. It's very interactive. And I think there's a lot of stuff going on. But what I like about it is it's still simple in terms – it's just about the music. You know, we do dress down a little bit, but there's not any gimmicks. And the nice thing about it is that having done it for all this time, we know that it has affected – public school ensembles in terms of recruiting. And actually, I think it's really affected, well, it's affected everywhere, but particularly in Northwest Arkansas. I know their numbers have grown a lot. Of course, there's a lot of activity here, but we have a lot of those orchestra teachers who play in the orchestra, and the numbers have really gone up significantly. Not just orchestra, also we The orchestra's there, but we promote band and choir. And the really one of the main messages is, isn't live music great? You ought to try to do something. You get involved. And, gee, what a surprise. We happen to be giving the concert for ages that, you know, it's around the time they're getting interested in and can be in ensembles in school. So it is a way to help promote music in the schools.
And these are performances that, you know, unless you're a teacher, unless you're a student in these grades, you won't see.
Right. Yeah. It's
there's an exclusivity here.
Well, yeah, it's participating schools. And over the years, it's all the Fort Smith public schools. Of course, this program originated in Fort Smith, and we've done it for the last few years in Northwest Arkansas. I don't know how long we'll continue doing it up here. And there's orchestral activity now up here. And it'd be great to see that, you know, have orchestras in this area or Northwest Arkansas do it. But it's been a great thing to do in Fort Smith, and we, it's all done, it's rehearsed, it's performed there, so we've been able to come up the last few years, and it's nice to see the results. The orchestra really enjoys doing it, and each concert's 50 minutes in length. There are two performances on Monday, February 7th at 10 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. And that's in Fort Smith. And then on Tuesday, February 8th at the Arendt Arts Center in Bentonville, there's a performance at 9:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m.
People want to know more about anything the symphony's doing?
Yeah, they can log on to fortsmithsymphony.org for ticket information, 452-7575. After Earquake, we have two more subscription concerts. We have one in April, which is another interesting. That's our William Grant Still concert, which is part of our recording, our last recording of that symphony cycle for Naxos. And then we have a concert in May with a harmonica soloist.
All right. Look forward to it.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
All right.